From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Now we're going back to the Dark Ages to learn something about the American economy today. We often hear that America's global dominance is coming to an end, and history offers a scary model, Rome. When Rome fell, Europe collapsed into the miserable Dark Ages. But as Hannah Jaffe Walt and Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money explain, the Dark Ages might not have been so dark, economically speaking.
Do you want to know why we've all been taught that the Dark Ages were so dark? It's all about spices.
Spices can tell you a clear, quick economic story. You walk into a spice store.
Like Penzi's in Grand Central Station in Manhattan.
So here we see ginger from China, anise seeds from Spain, caraway seeds from Holland.
This is Tom Standage. He wrote An Edible History of Humanity. Yeah. And he says, look at this. You have spices from all over the world. Clearly, you're trading with the whole world. You're doing well.
Ancient Rome was like that, too. They also loved spices. Maybe more than us. They smothered their food with them.
Mmm, delicious. But then it's the Dark Ages. From around 500 to around 1000 AD, all after Rome fell, dinner was bland, and so was lunch. Spices, or at least any evidence of them, almost completely disappears.
Well, if you can't see the spices, it's a question of, you know, is absence of evidence evidence of absence? And does it mean that trade really has fallen off?
Well, that's exactly the question we are trying to figure out today. So now we have to leave the spice store. We have to go back to the studio and talk to Michael McCormick. He's a historian at Harvard who thinks he's found some alternatives to spices to figure out just what was going on in the Dark Ages.
Rats are fantastic. I'm talking about the black rat, Rattus rattus.
Rat bones. McCormick tells us rat bones are completely changing our view of the Dark Ages.
That's because if they didn't have spices, it doesn't necessarily mean that Europeans in the Dark Ages were not trading with the rest of the world. Rat bones, it seems, prove that in fact they were.
Because rats like to go where people go.
They like us. They're very fond of us. They like to be close to us. Right. As you may have noticed.
Right. We don't like them very much, but they like us.
The feeling's not mutual.
See, Rattus rattus, the black rat, is not particularly ambitious.
No, they won't travel more than a few hundred feet from where they're born, at least not on their own 4 feet.
They don't mind being transported passively, especially if they're in a nice, dark, moist place with lots of grain, like the bottom of a ship.
So, a rat is born in, say, Alexandria, Egypt, rides a trading ship to Italy, dies, and 1,500 years later, some archaeology grad student digs up its tiny little bones, and suddenly, we know. Someone in Egypt was trading with someone in Italy.
For centuries, we had so little information about the economy of the Dark Ages. We had almost no spices. There were so few texts having anything to do with economics. Right, Mike?
Very few texts.
And so all the big historians, the textbooks I read in college.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, they all assumed, hey, they had no spices. They weren't writing about trade. They must have been broke, isolated, sad little economies.
But then those rat bones showed there was all sorts of trade going on.
And not just rat bones. There's this new diving technology, and we've been finding all these shipwrecks from that period.
The internet, also new innovation, has transformed scholarly collaboration.
There are new discoveries all the time, big ones.
Well, I got an email, and the email was headed, wow, with an incredible number of exclamation marks after it. And I nearly fell off my chair. I never have expected to see anything like this.
Kevin Leahy is from the British Museum, and he's talking about the mother of all So You Think You Knew the Dark Ages discoveries.
You might remember this one. Just last summer, they found 1,800 gold pieces from 7th century Anglo-Saxon England. This one find is something like 3 times bigger than all the artifacts from that period combined.
And it and the rat bones and the text all have one clear message. These early medieval folks, who we've all pitied all these years, so broke and alone, they were rich.
At least richer than we thought they were.
Yeah, and they were doing business all over the globe.
At least the part of the globe that they knew about.
The Dark Ages really are all misnamed.
They weren't so dark. And they weren't all that sunny either.
Let's call them gray.
The Gray Ages. And let's keep looking for rat bones. I'm Adam Davidson.
And I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank. Committed to straightforward banking, including customer service with a real human being 24/7. Learn more at allybank.com.